Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am your host, and this is my ride to work. It's also worth mentioning, I am the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I'd like to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, not the terrible video games that he used to be in and is often in now, or occasionally in now. I want to talk about the Sonic the Hedgehog movie trailer that came out yesterday. So somehow, through some bizarre twist of fate, Paramount is producing a Sonic the Hedgehog movie that is a live-action film with a computer-generated Sonic the Hedgehog, where Jim Carrey is Dr. Robotnik. And if you had told me 5 years ago that that's what was happening, I would have thought you were absolutely nuts. But, like a fever dream, that's what we had yesterday. And I wanted to talk about my reaction. I thought it was pretty awesome. So, longtime fans of the show and longtime fans of EFG content know that I really enjoy absurd and stupid things. So that could be weighing in on this, right? Like, it's pretty dumb. So as a result, I'm probably going to think it's awesome. I think a lot of people are really freaking out about what Sonic looks like more than I think we should. We really only see him in like 16-bit-ish form. I'll admit that the fact that his eyes aren't kind of connected like they are in his normal design is a little weird, but he's certainly not some like existential nightmare. Like, that's weird. This isn't body horror. They took what the card, you know, what the video game looked like and made it look like a CGI thing that would be able to stand next to, say, James Marsden, who, by the way, he was Cyclops, and as a result, he can do no wrong in my eyes. So I really don't understand the body horror comments coming, like, so he has teeth. Like, of course he has teeth. He's a creature. I will admit that part just bothers me because I really don't understand, like, what would we want? It's the same reason why I don't understand why people are freaked out by Detective Pikachu having fur. Like, what do you think Pikachu would look like? He is a mouse with lightning powers. So if we can suspend disbelief that there is a mouse that can walk around and say its name and shoot lightning, then maybe we should accept that same critter would have fur as opposed to, like, just shiny skin, which would look really weird. The same thing with Sonic. Like, he's a critter, so he shouldn't look necessarily like a cartoon. But I know it's ironic, right, that I'm bringing up Detective Pikachu, a movie that is all signs are pointing to it being like the first really good video game movie, and, you know, even mentioning Sonic in the same breath. Now, I certainly don't think that the movie is going to be quote unquote good, the same way that like the Minions movie isn't good, but these movies aren't being made for us grown folk. Like, they have some, they clearly are capitalizing on this nostalgia, but, like, I really don't think this movie is being made for us. This movie is being made for a bunch of 6 and 7 and 8-year-olds whose parents remember Sonic. And I think when we look at it through that lens, I think it's going to be perfectly serviceable. You know, kind of looking at the rest of the, which, and I know I say serviceable and you're like, well, that doesn't mean it's going to be good. No, but it doesn't mean that we need to, like, it's not going to ruin our childhood. We don't need to gouge out our eyes. We don't need to jump out a window. We don't need to wish that it never existed. Like, we don't need to do any of those things. It's not like this movie is an abomination and a travesty against this perfect franchise. I mean, Sonic games were never good, ever. They are well loved, and that's fine, but they were never good. I'm willing to say that it's entirely possible that, with the exception of Sonic Mania that came out just a couple years ago, it's possible that this movie will be a better movie than Sonic games ever were games. So, and if you want to fight me about it, go ahead, at me. But the, you know, is it going to be this, you know, tour de force, this reinvention of cinema? Of course not. It's just going to be a movie, and there's going to be a bunch of kids that are going to like it, and, you know, maybe, who knows what that'll do, but come on, man, like, this is not meant to be anything other than just fun. So, talking about some of the other decisions that were made, in the trailer, the decision to somehow tie the entire trailer to Gangsta's Paradise was a choice. Now, I love that song. I would listen to that song on repeat forever. The music video is a little dumb, as pointed out by, you know, almost all of Twitter, but the song itself is amazing. It's super 90s. And it was parodied by Weird Al. So, I mean, clearly we know that it is genius. That choice aside, I really didn't think that there, you know, I don't know if there's another song they could have picked. I'm just glad they didn't use Kanye West's Power, because that song gets used way too much. But other than that, right, like the sound design, like the sound of the rings and all that, like it really, it sounded like Sonic. Even the voice actor that did Sonic sounded like what Sonic would sound like. At least I know a lot of folks were hoping that it would be like Jaleel White, who, that's Urkel, for those of you wondering. He did the voice for Sonic in one of the Sonic I don't know if it was the Saturday morning cartoon, but he did the voice for Sonic in one of his two cartoons. But Jaleel White's not a voice actor anymore. You know, he's not around. I don't know what he's doing, but they found someone else. And he sounded fine. And I think that's the moral of this whole story for me. And this is like my hot take. My hot take is, I think it's going to be fine. And I think everybody needs to calm the heck down. And that's part one of my hot take. And my second part of this hot take is, yes, I'm going to double down on this. I think Sonic the Hedgehog will be a better movie than Sonic the Hedgehog was ever a game. I think the saving grace of all of this, the thing that is going to make or break this movie for me, is Dr. Robotnik. Jim Carrey being his old Ace Ventura / Mask self, which he has not done, with the exception of Dumb and Dumber 2, which that didn't happen. He hasn't done that in a while. And it's funny, but you know who it's funny for? Kids. They are going to get their first new look at what Jim Carrey was and what he is capable of. And I think Dr. Robotnik is a perfect character for that. He really doesn't have a lot of personality from the games. You know, he existed in the cartoons and all that, but like his personality in the games really wasn't there. So, allowing Jim Carrey to kind of just fill in that role seems perfect to me. So there you have it. It's going to be fine. And as a result of being fine, it's going to be a better movie than just about any Sonic game ever has been. So you have yourself a great day. I will be back tomorrow, hopefully to talk about like video games. But until then, have a great day. And don't forget to get your family game on. Talk to you soon. Bye.